Hello and welcome. I'm Lisa Osborne. You're listening to Lisa.fm. My guest today suggests that everyone is psychic. It's just a matter of learning how to tune into your intuition. Laura Day is joining me. She's a best-selling author of Practical Intuition. Her latest work is an intuitive textbook called How to Rule the World from Your Couch, now out in paperback. PracticalIntuition.com is her website. Laura, thank you so much for being here today and sharing this great information that you have about how to fine-tune our intuition. First of all, how do you define intuition?
Intuition is the ability to get any kind of information out of the blue and also to send information to the world around you. So this isn't information you've been exposed to, and it's not creativity or even intelligence. It's the ability to read energy. And what's energy? Everything is energy. So the ability to read what a business is going to do, what a government will do, what's the best strategy to use for an event that maybe hasn't even happened yet. Intuition is a very powerful skill, and anyone who is successful knows how to use it well.
You mentioned business and government, and you've had clients who are business leaders over the years.
And government, yes. I work mainly with business. You know, I do a lot of free work, and in those free sessions, I do read people, kind of short readings. But I really think that most people who are going to psychics, which is the bad word for what I do, really need therapists. Whereas businesses or people who are creating businesses, who are creating real world things that aren't subjective, can use intuition, because intuition is actually the only reliable way to tell the future. We now know, I mean, if the stock market has not convinced us that there is no such thing as real forecasting without intuition, then we've got to learn the same lesson another 30 times. The only reliable way to tell the future or to get information about something that you really haven't been exposed to is by using your intuition, your ability to sense energy, follow it to a logical conclusion, and then to prove it's true.
Over the years in working with the business and government, to some people your work may seem a little fringe, but is it becoming, over the last few years, or have you noticed a change? Is it becoming more acceptable to the mass market now, or has it always been, it's just kind of been more of a secret?
It's always been. I mean, the funny thing is that business uses what works. I would say it's becoming more acceptable in certain milieus to the average person. But business always used what worked. So as a business intuitive, I never really had any trouble, because all you have to do is show somebody that you can accurately predict something and they're in the palm of your hands.
And some big name celebrities give your work a thumbs up as well. Demi Moore, Brad Pitt, and Nicole Kidman. And in their endorsements of your book, How to Rule the World from Your Couch, which is now out in trade paperback, both Demi and Nicole credit you with helping them to better understand or believe in themselves. So can being more confident strengthen your intuition, or what's the connection here?
Well, I think that when you realize, and the way I teach isn't, there is no such thing as a psychic. Every single person is intuitive. And when you realize, you, listener, as an individual, you realize you have all of those answers that would make you feel safe in life, that would help you make the right decisions, that would help you navigate relationships, that you yourself have them, you feel more secure in yourself, because you realize that even though all of us have what I call our pond slime moments, you have the answer. You have the correct answer, not only for yourself, but to share with others. So no matter what you feel you don't have, you have that gift of intuition, the gift of right answers and right direction to share with everybody around you, which is why I write my books as workshops. When you do my book, you are actually solving your own problems as you're doing the book, and you're learning to solve other people's problems, whether they're business problems, personal problems, physical problems, emotional problems. You are learning to be a teacher as you are a good student. And it's hard work. It takes discipline. You know, I hate the whole idea that a lot of New Age people espouse about click your heels three times and you're in Kansas, which works really, really well in The Wizard of Oz, but not so well on planet Earth.
I love the fact that you're saying that we have the power ourselves. It's not in giving our power to other people. Now, you also mentioned the clicking your heels three times, and, you know, it works in The Wizard of Oz, but you also have some strategies in your book, like using the telepathy.
Telepathy, you know, most of you have had experiences of telepathy where you know who's on the phone before the phone rings without caller ID, or you know that someone has good news to share, and you call them up and they say, oh my goodness, I was about to call you, you'll never believe what happened. Well, yes, you would believe it, you felt it before you made the phone call. So we always think of telepathy as a message being sent to us, but actually we send telepathic messages all the time. We have more telepathic conversations with people than we do our normal conversations. So it's really important to learn how to speak the language of telepathy in a way that's effective and in a way that you're getting the job done that you want to have done. But telepathy, you know, everything in this book is work. I do have in every chapter how to do it in your sleep, because when you're asleep, all of your senses are on autopilot. And so if you give yourself a goal or a task in your sleep, often your subconscious and intuition work with you to use telepathy, to use healing, remote viewing, precognition, to use all of it to create your goal as you sleep. And as a matter of fact, on my website, I give the group assignments where they join their energy so that 15,000 people are working for you. They join their energy on to create a single goal every week, and it's incredibly powerful. I really, you know, write a chapter of a book a week.
And that's at practicalintuition.com?
That's at practicalintuition.com. And I love the comments, and I respond to every single comment because I think that it's really, you know, working as a community, and intuition is about being a community of energy and realizing that even if you're sitting somewhere on your couch, you can affect the world around you. You can create opportunities. You can create relationships. You can create healing. You can create friendships, even with people you haven't met yet. And it's a little difficult concept, maybe better for the book than for a radio show. But even from your couch, you're not alone. When you actually create physical communities with intuition, which I do in New York City where I live once a month by giving a free workshop, but when you have a physical community, then all of a sudden you add a whole bunch of other resources. But you are never, ever, ever alone. And that's one of, I think, the loveliest parts of intuition, is that when you cry for help intuitively in the correct way, because there is an incorrect way, but when you cry for help, help arrives.
And a lot of people could use help now in finding a job or in getting their financial situation under control. And sometimes if we're fearful, we, as you were saying, what we're thinking, and we're always sending out a message, how can we get in the right frame of mind, say, to be ready to go into that job interview to attract what we want versus sending a message of fear?
Well, the first thing is, the worst thing you can possibly do is be afraid of your fear. So it's okay to feel afraid, and fear actually can be an incredible motivator, an incredible sign that something's wrong and you need to do something about it. Now, we all feel fear differently, so I'm going to pick a simple example. So you're terrified, because we're rarely just afraid, you're terrified about not finding a job. And you can either freeze, which is what people tend to do when they're terrified, or do a lot of activities that are meaningless. Or you can, I call it redirect and then refocus. Go take a walk, go out with some friends, scream and cry at the universe for 5 minutes, and then think, what is it that I want to do right now? And all of a sudden, once you have a target, lots of different directions will come to mind. Then when they do, you want to look in the world for those connections. So, for example, you may be, I don't know, a banker, and your idea would be to get another job as a banker. And when you're really being intuitive, however, you notice that there are all these businesses that can no longer afford their asset management firms. And you start marketing yourself, and voila, you have an instant business. So intuition has this interesting way of being able to give you a direction. And then once you have that direction, the fear goes away, and the adrenaline then is served to get you moving.
Great information. Thank you, Laura Day, author of How to Rule the World from Your Couch. It's now out in paperback. It's a great book. I'm really enjoying reading it. It's a quick read. It's a quick read, but then you want to go through the chapters and study the exercises as well. But it's definitely...
Well, I have to interrupt you, because more than study the exercises, the first page of every chapter is a quick exercise that you can do, and you can see if you were right or wrong. So, for example, spying on a friend, and then calling them up and saying, hey, what were you just doing? Don't tell them you were spying on them. Don't give them any information. Tell me, how's your day? What were you just doing? What are you wearing? And they'll verify the information so you can see that you're not nuts. This actually works. And it's very important to know that your tools work, because your beliefs, you believe whether they work or not. Your tools, and intuition is a tool, needs to work. And the more you verify it, the more you're going to allow yourself to use it as a useful tool. And when there's a moment, I'd really like to give your listeners just some quick ways to get started right now on this Saturday, to be able to start their intuition, you know, get their intuition in action, but, you know, in preparation for using the book to study.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. The first thing I suggest is really know what your goals are. Now, your goals are also your fears. So if you're afraid of being broke, your goal is having enough money to do what you need. If your fear is being alone, your goal is finding someone you love. So really know what your goals are. I strongly suggest, and I wrote a book called The Circle about this process, I strongly suggest you pick one goal to focus on, only because, especially for beginner intuitive users, when you pick more than one, you get kind of confused about which answers go to which questions. So pick a single goal that's very important to you and that's immediate for you. And it should be a goal you're on board with. So some of the younger people, if your parents' goal for you is to, I don't know, keep a cleaner room, that's not going to be a goal that's going to work out for you, because your subconscious needs to be on board. If your goal is to find something you really love doing and do it well, and get the support from the outside world to do it, great goal, because your subconscious, which is really running the show, is going to be on board, is going to give you the resources to help. So number one, pick a goal. Number two, document. And did I say document? Because your memory is faulty. And it's very important when you begin to get information, not just information that goes through your senses or your head, but once you have a goal, what you'll begin to notice is your telepathy, or in Jung speak, the vibe you send out, will instantly change and continue to change. And those changes will create a scenario where what you want comes to you without your making any more effort than simply choosing and changing. And you need to keep track of that once again, because people ascribe those things to luck. It's not luck. It's your own power. And I think people feel so powerless. I personally read all my reader email, and people feel powerless. And they say, thank you so much for giving me back my power. Well, they never lost it. I had nothing to give them back. We forget. We simply forget how powerful we are. And we're taught not to be powerful. When you keep good records, not only do you have good information that you have given yourself to go back to and work with, but you show yourself how powerful you all by your lonesome can be.
So set a goal and document it.
Document what happens. Because what you'll see is the moment you set a goal, all of a sudden things begin to happen. And not all of them good things. You know, sometimes you set a goal for a better job and you get fired from your job. And if you're not doing, I recommend The Circle also, the workbook, the blue edition of The Circle. Because if some people stop there, they go, oh my goodness, this is horrible. And they don't wait until the next day when they're sitting in a cafe because they're now unemployed and someone walks up to them and says, gee, you know, nice shirt you're wearing. Yeah, da, 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 da. My company's looking for a, and there you have a new job. So it's really interesting. It would seem magical if you didn't document it. When you document it, you see all magic you create.
How much of not getting what we want do you think is that we're not thinking clearly on our goals? We don't know what we want.
Some of it is not knowing what you want, but a lot of it is that we have so many goals and a lot of them conflict with one another. And really, it's not that we don't have enough information. We have too much information, and a lot of the information is incorrect. The nice part about intuitive information is it's correct. As a matter of fact, intuition can help you pick the information that you get on the web, for example, that's correct. It feels right. It feels wrong. All of a sudden, you begin to show very good judgment in the decisions you make about the normal information that you get every day. You learn to respond to people very differently because all of a sudden, you'll be responding in your usual way, and it just really won't feel right anymore. And you'll get a sense of a new way to respond, and you'll try it out, and it'll work. Intuition is a very all-encompassing skill. You can address it to anything. You can use it for anything. We all have it, but we misdirect it because intuition can just as easily help you go for your destructive goals if you don't train them. For example, you can find the next person who will abandon you or the next employer who will underappreciate you. You know, you can, or the next food that will make you ill. If you have Munchausen, you're born intuitive. I mean, it's really, really important to train intuition. We train our intellect from the day we enter nursery school. We train our emotions from the first time someone says no to us as a baby, and we need to contain those impulses. We do not train our most powerful gift, and the gift that connects us with all wisdom, which is intuition.
And you've written this powerful book that can help us learn to train our intuition and get stronger at it, How to Rule the World from Your Couch, Laura Day. One more thing before I let you go. Let's talk about, you're talking about we're sending messages all the time, which means that people are sending messages to us, and all of us must know someone or a place where we go there, and then by the time the person leaves or we leave, we're just drained, the energy vampires. How can we protect ourselves against energy vampires?
Well, there are two ways, and actually, the whole book, for every intuitive skill I give you a way to shut it off, because you don't want to be open to every piece of information, every feeling, every sense, all the time. But the other way is something that I wrote in The Circle, which is, if you are full, and we can do this together now, if you use all of your senses, smelling, sight, thinking, feeling, hearing, and really experience what you want in life. Not all the time, impossible to do all the time, but as much as possible, if you are full of you, nothing you don't want in you can get in. And it's called embodiment in The Circle. Once again, if you're going to get The Circle, get the blue book, not the hardcover, because the blue book has my workbook in it, and it'll really help you stay on track. And the best psychic self-defense is being full of your own energy. Then any energy that comes in, you use for your own goals. Because there is no such thing as bad energy and good energy. If you turn on a light bulb, it's good energy if it gives you light. If you take the bulb out of the socket and stick your finger in, it's bad energy because it gives you a shock. Energy is what you direct it to do.
That's a great reminder. Okay, one more time. How do we embody ourselves more?
You really work on the experience of being in the life you want. It involves allowing those pieces of the life you want to come to you, not making it up, not forcing it. Because intuition works not by your imagining something, but by your allowing it to come to you. You don't know how good life can be because you've never been exposed to the information about your perfect life. Your intuition, however, can provide that to you. So being full of your own best you is embodiment. And that's not so easy to do. It takes practice.
Good. Anything else?
I personally answer all reader emails, so I ask you to keep them short. And I love it when people post comments on the site, and I put up an exercise every Sunday for us all to do as a group. 15,000 people strong, join energy to create results.
And that's at practicalintuition.com. And if you're at Facebook, just type in Laura Day. You'll find the page, and it talks about your new book as well, How to Rule the World from Your Couch. Wonderful information, Laura Day. Thanks so much.
Thank you for the interview. I enjoyed it.
I'm Lisa Osborne. You're listening to Lisa.fm.